taking pictures. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Taking pictures. Have you ever involved yourself in taking pictures? It seems that everyone has. Everyone has cameras in great abundance everywhere. All types of cameras, camcorders, still cameras, movie cameras of every kind, and they're taking pictures of all the time. Now, of whom are these cameras taking pictures? Or of which or what? These cameras are taking pictures of things and people and places. Now, when you are going to have your picture taken, someone says, just then, let me take a picture. The first thing you want to do is to either smile or pose in some way. And when you pose, you want to put your best foot forward. Oh, don't take my picture from that side. Take it from this side. Oh, don't take my picture now. I just have some old clothes on. Oh, don't do this or don't do that. Well, it's noble that we should think that we want to look our best and we want to have the nicest clothing on that we can have for the pictures. And we have the nicest smile and the nicest hair cut or hairdo, and that our faces are washed. But many pictures, many of what are called prize-winning pictures, are pictures of people in everyday life who are working at their jobs, which might be not too clean, like a coal miner, you know. And a coal miner, you take a picture of him and you say, my goodness, that guy is full of coal. And it's true, that's his job. And when you see a coal miner with the dirt of his craft on his face, you say, oh, he is a coal miner. Instantly you know. Instantly you know. And you look at a movie actress, and you see a certain special something, a mystique about the actress. And this charisma or mystique about the actress is something of their personality, whether they're playing a scullery maid, or whether they're playing a rich dame, or whether they're playing a noble gentleman, or whether they're playing a bum, whatever they're playing, there's a certain mystique about them that stands out. And we know that they're somebody very special. Now, the picture might be at random. It might be out of context. We might not have it in the context of a movie or in the context of a playlet or something, but whenever we see a person with quality, with magic, with mystique, with charisma, they stand out. And it's not their clothing, and it's not their dirtiness or cleanness, it's not their preparation for the role. It's an inner something that shines right out. And of course, this is what every one of us would love to have. And we do have. We have that wonderful magic, that mystique within us that shines out wherever we are. If we're feeling sad, it shines out. If we're feeling glad, it shines out. This morning as I was walking away from the Hermitage, and Rex was so happy to be walking away and going for a walk, and he jumped up and down and twisted around and bounced around, and he was just so happy. He was showing me by his magical mystique just what a wonderful, happy dog he was. And then as we walked along the path, as it was his custom, he would pick up a stick, being a golden retriever, and he would hold the stick in his mouth, and he would hold his head up, and he would march triumphantly wherever he was going. And he was merely walking up the path. He was merely doing something. And then, after a while, he tired of carrying the stick, and he put it down, and he went on to other things. But you see, those momentary actions of his were his mystique, were his magic. And then as we sat at the Om bench, and I took a breath before I began to give one of my talks here, and he sat there in front of me, like a king that he is, And he looked this way and that way, not quickly, but just scanning the horizon, looking over the mountaintops, looking over the valleys, looking over the hills to see what might be out there. Maybe there was a rabbit. Maybe there was a person. Maybe there was whatever it was, a big blackbird that he loves to chase after. And, of course, never catches. But, you see, these are all things. And when he does these things, he has such a nobility, such a magnificence about him. And then when I say, Rex, that was not good. Rex, I don't accept that. Rex, don't do that. He puts his head down, and his eyes look down, and he has another mystique about him. A mystique that he knows that he has done something that he shouldn't have, and so he feels a little bit bad about it, but not too much. Not too much, or he wouldn't have done it in the first place. But then, after a moment or two, and we have settled that, he looks at me with his eyes wide open, the big brown eyes, another mystique that's shining forth, and says, Dad, I'm sorry. And I like me. And Dad, do you like me? And I say, I sure do. I sure do. You can't be upset with him because he knows when he did something wrong. He apologizes for it in whatever way he can. And then he says, now let's go on. Let's go on with our happy time, with our happy day. And he's posing in such beautiful ways. It's as though I were taking his picture moment for moment for moment. When people take my picture, what do they see? I sometimes try to open my eyes wide so that my eyes come out, or I have my crinkle in my mouth, or I have my mouth open and I have a full set of teeth, but sometimes they don't show when I have a big smile and my mouth is open. People say, where are your teeth? You know? And they're there. They're all there. Different people have different ways. Stephen Stressley, when he smiles, my goodness sakes, it looks like Broadway is all lit up. He's got the most brilliant, beautiful smile you could ever imagine. But that's him. Every one of us is a little different. Every one of us has our own magic, has our own posing mystique. And when your picture is taken, what is it that people see? When you are walking down the roadway of life, and you are walking up to people, or people come up to you and they look at you, and someone says, oh, hi, and you look up at them, and it's someone you don't know, and you have a sort of a inquisitive smile on your face, as much as to say, hi, who are you? Or a person comes up to you and says, hi, and it's your son, or your dad, or your mom, or your wife, and you look at them with such a radiant, loving smile. You have a pose for them. You see, picture taking is not just with cameras. Picture taking is what happens every time you look at yourself in the mirror, or you look at someone else, or someone else looks at you, or you even look at your dog. That's picture taking. Picture taking is a wonderful thing, and it makes indelible memories in our mind. It makes indelible memories of the joy, the happiness, the sadness, the peace, the magic. Picture taking is such a great and wonderful time. We should always be prepared in our minds and our hearts for the picture taking that we are doing. And as we're prepared for that, wow, are we happy people? Because the world is just filled with happiness. If we will let that mystique be our mystique, if we will let that background, that understanding be who we are, and then when it does, my goodness, how wonderful it is. Yes, we're always posing, aren't we? We're always posing. And taking pictures is not just something we do with a camera. It's something we do with our heart. We do with our eyes. We do with our smell. Oh, yes. We smell the bakery. We do with our emotions. a touching story is told, such as the little girl in Mr. Candle, who said loving things to her mom, merely because she wanted to be close to her mom. And her mom hadn't realized that she was letting the tensions of her life run away with her. And she took a new look at herself, not because of the direction her daughter wanted her to go, but because of the direction she was ready to go. We're always posing. So let's pose purposefully. Let's pose with the idea that we're divine, we're wonderful, we're beautiful, and life is fantastic. And when we pose in that way, wow, my goodness, life is wonderful and fantastic and great, because that's who we are. Taking pictures, posing, we're always doing that, aren't we? Here I am on top of one of the mountains here in Campbell, overlooking the beautiful valleys and mountains, and thinking to myself, I have you all here in my heart, seeing it right now with me, as the sun has just popped over the horizon and made everything brilliant. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.